Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Saw an alert come in here before the end of the hour that Mizzou plans full capacity classes this fall, which I think is good news, but then place your bets right now, Sue Thomas. You think that'll hold? That's the question. It's easy to say that right now that we're going to have full
capacity
seriously
classes. Hope it did. I tell you what, if I had a kid, okay, take my niece, for instance, who's at Northwestern, and my brother is paying how much money? He said, what am I
plus,
doing?
Probably right.
And he said, and these kids can't even go to class. I mean, it's crazy. Now, actually, they do part. You know, they'll have some in class, some online. But I'm sure they're getting feedback from parents saying, I am paying for the college experience.
Sure.
Can my kid please have it? So I'm crossing my fingers. I'm going to say yes, it'll hold.
And something I didn't think about, Carl, you were just telling me during the break that even if you wanted to do a visit right now, like a campus visit, those are somewhat limited and restricted, right?
Usually, like there are parts of, my daughter is looking at schools in New York State and the ones in upper New York, Rochester, they are letting people do campus tours. New York City, which of course, as we know, is the hotbed for most everything, they're the least and most restrictive of having people in.
And you know what sucks? The one mistake that I made with my son, and I didn't make this with the second son, but I took him to a couple of campuses in the summer, and there was no students there. It was the worst time to take him. But even now, if you'd go for a campus visit and all the kids are doing virtual, you wouldn't have that feeling, that experience of what the campus is really like.
Well, one of the schools that my daughter looked at virtually, because she wants to do animation and art and all this, their presentation virtually was horrible, so she crossed it off her list.
Well, there you go.
Because, you know, if you're going to have an animation school, why not have your presentation or virtual?
Seems like a big miss.
Yeah.
That seems like a miss.
And it's a school in Rhode Island that is very famous.
Well, good instincts on her part. All right, I have a lawn care question for the group. You might remember that I put the call out last week. One of the questions I had is, how the hell do I find someone to cut my grass? Because it used to be kids would knock on the door and they'd want to, you know,
Mr.
volunteer.
Reardon,
right. Well, hey, how much is it going to cost? You can make some money. This is what I did when I was a kid. So I was at the one of the fast lanes where I live, and I saw somebody pull up, and it said, like, Matt's Lawn Care or something like that. And I went up to the kid and said, hey, I need someone to cut my lawn. It looked like he was going back to my neighborhood, at least in the vicinity. He said, yeah, well, you know, call my boss, and maybe we can. This was last Tuesday.
This is great.
Maybe we can get you on the schedule even today. Well, that didn't happen, but they came today, the lawn care service. But
good.
This is a little separate. So I've had... this will get into the weeds, literally. Do you guys know what nutgrass is?
Of course.
Okay, so everybody knows what that is. Like that long broadleaf stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My lawn has been just racked with that over the years. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I had a landscaping company and a lawn care company that I fired last year, and they had subcontracted some of that out to, I don't even know what the company was called. So now comes spring. I'm trying to... Actually, I might have hired them in the fall. I go to True Green, all right, that because it's hard. Now, maybe someone's going to guide me in a different direction, but according to my research, it's rather difficult to find a mom and pop, if you will, or just a local place that's going to fertilize because it seems like the lawn care companies, they subcontract it out. And, you know, so you have the big franchises, and True Green is a national company. And it's hard to get customer service, as I've recognized in the last couple of days. So they come to my house 10 days ago, maybe, and it was during the frost, okay? So, and the grass is getting longer because it hasn't been cut. So they take the the fertilizer deal, whatever that's called. It's got wheels, and the dude does my whole lawn. Well, he kills all the grass because there's a frost. So there's lines. If you look at my grass right now, there are lines of brown grass back and forth.
Ew.
Now, okay, that's going to go away. I understand that. But in my mind, the company is called True Green, not True Brown. Huh. And I'm True saying Green. To myself, wait a second, I'd like to get on the, I don't think I should pay for that treatment. That's my position as a customer.
They also have weather forecasts there too.
Well, they knew there was ice all over my grass, and they knew that. So I tried to call them yesterday, couldn't get through. I mean, at one point it was a 2-hour wait time. So then you go to Twitter, and they did respond to me on Twitter. They say send a DM. So I sent a DM, and I also filled out, ironically, there was a survey that came in today that said, hey, how was your True Green service? And my response was, well, it kind of sucked because you killed my grass. So then I actually got a call from someone, but this was the email response from the customer care coordinator, Diane, in the Plains region. I'm not sure where the Plains region is.
Apparently,
Mr. Reardon,
in it.
What's that?
So apparently, we're in it.
Yeah. Mr. Reardon, I apologize for the appearance of the lawn after the lawn treatment. The lawn should repair itself in the next 2 weeks. Mowing will help cut off the brown appearance. If you need further assistance or it doesn't appear to be getting better, please let me know. Diane, I know it's going to get better eventually. The problem I have right now is you guys killed it, and it's looked like crap for the last 10 days, and it still, even though it got cut today, has these lines in it that are brown. Mm-hmm. That's going to go away, all right? They cut the lawn. It's going to go away in a couple of days. But I don't think that as a customer of True Green, I don't think I want to pay. In fact, let me just make it clear. I'm not going to pay for that last treatment. No. And they're gonna make sure that I don't pay. I don't know how far up the chain of command I have to go. But wouldn't good customer service dictate, hey, I know you're unhappy. We'll comp that service. Here's what happened. It's going to be better. Aren't you proactive as the company?
Apparently not. You hope so. I still recommend, and this is how I found Eric and the man I think is his father who cut my grass.
Because we don't know.
No, because we're not sure, and I'm not going to ask. Just go on to next door in your area and say, help, but you know, I just moved here. Do you have any ideas? And you will get a ton of ideas, and then you can sort through those people. Because I've got Eric and the man I think is his father. And
is that the name of the company? Eric and the man I think is his father. That's a good, long website name, but a pretty good name.
And, Eric's dad and sons, possibly.
Not sure? Question mark. And then a different guy to do the fertilizing. Yeah, because he's just a local guy. He rents out the thing. He says, when do you want me there? And he says, if it's going to rain, I won't be there. I mean, you know, next door, I think, is the way to go.
Well, I'm kind of big on customer service. And there are things that happen. And when I kind of get hacked off at a customer service experience, I tend to follow it up. And maybe I mentioned this before, but one of the tricks is there's an email that comes that typically looks like it's coming from a talk show host in St. Louis, and that tends to get people's attention. But it's always amazing to me, because with this situation, they're not having any kind of level of service. If you can't get a hold of someone for, you know, 2 hours on a phone line, I don't think they even care.
Question.
Which is unfortunate.
This stuff that they put on your yard, you're saying it didn't actually kill your grass, it just turned it brown?
No, it wasn't what they put on my grass. This is why, like in a golf course, you can't go play golf if there's a frost in the morning, because you'll literally kill the grass. So if you step on the grass when there's a frost, you're going to get...
So it's just them tromping around on it.
Yeah.
You can see,
if you would come over, you'd see the wheel marks and you'd see the footprints from the guy. Okay. Even today, after the lawn's been cut, there's brown lines that go up
and
down.
There's a Nike print right there.
Exactly. It's just
evidence.
Annoying. It's
evidence,
not the biggest
Carl.
Deal in the world. I understand that. But still, I'm paying $40 or $50 for the treatment. It wouldn't seem too difficult for them to say, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't have done it that way. But I always kind of pay attention to when a company or a restaurant or somebody like that. Restaurants, I think, are pretty good at this. What's that place at? There's an Italian place at West County Mall that I ordered from during the pandemic. It's a chain. But
let's see. I'll look it up.
Oh, you know what is this? Is it Maggiano's? Is that?
It's not Maggiano's. It's one of the other ones.
That was in Richmond Heights. Bravo?
Yeah, that was like Bravo Cucina or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we ordered there.
It was right next to where McCormick and Smith's used to be.
That's it. That's right. So last summer, during, you know, when there weren't a lot of restaurants open, we were just looking for some Italian. We were, by the way, patronizing non-chains in, you know, the Hill.
Yeah, nice. Very nice.
For this particular situation, we just called out there, and it was 45 minutes late, and the guy was apologetic, but he was very proactive. The manager there is like, look, we're not going to charge for this, and he comped a couple items. He was it was good customer service. You know, because you want to be mad when you're angry, and then you got the guy coming and said, "Look, I apologize. Yeah. I'm sorry. Here's what we're going to do." That's great customer service.
I agree. You
shouldn't have to wait. And if the customer does complain, then maybe you say, "Okay, you don't come back and say that's going to come back here in a couple of weeks. You'll be fine. I know the company's name is True Green, not True Brown, but we're going to do the best we can." So we'll see. I'll keep you posted on that. I'm going to follow up. Steve Ellman's coming up here in a couple of minutes. He is the St. Charles County Executive. Let me run down this list. I meant to do this with you guys yesterday, just kind of think of where we are. My friend John showed this to me. We were out to dinner on Saturday night. If you don't think that big tech rules the world, this is from, let's see who this guy is, John Ehrlichman. Is he a tech guy? Yeah, tweets on tech, stocks, and business at, he's worked for Bloomberg, ABC, things like that. Things that didn't exist 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Okay.
Maybe some of these things not even 15 years ago. Obviously, the iPhone.
Yeah.
Facebook. YouTube.
Oh, that's right.
Twitter. TikTok. TikTok is TikTok new or is it just new to this country?
No, it's newish.
Well, it started out as Musical.ly, which I remember when my daughter was like in third grade.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'll be darned.
It was a different app and then it transformed
TikTok
into TikTok.
TikTok bought Musical.ly.
I kind of have an anti-TikTok policy, by the way. I don't remember that at all.
It was called Musical.ly because they just stood around and danced and sang to other people's songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, the TikTok revolution has eluded me. My wife always tries to show me TikToks, and she's laughing. Look how funny. And it just never makes me laugh. It's kind of like, what's his name?
Yeah, mine too.
Who took Trevor Noah. It's mm-hmm. like, when I watch CBS this morning, they show a Trevor Noah clip every morning, and there's not been one clip that I've laughed at. Like,
me neither.
Never.
Well, it's because ever since he has been stuck at home, he left his writers at their homes as well.
Well, I think that's maybe part of it. Twitter,
yeah, maybe,
TikTok.
Maybe just part of it.
And I liked Stewart. You know, I knew where John was on his politics, but I thought he was
great.
A really smart comedian. Instagram, obviously. Android. The iPad. Gmail. Who's still got an AOL account? I still think I do somewhere.
I
have a Prodigy account.
I never did.
Tesla was not around 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. The WhatsApp. Bitcoin, Netflix streaming, and by the way, I saw another piece the other day where Netflix is going to try to, you know, clamp down on the password shares because that's costing them a lot of money. DoorDash was not around 20 years ago, obviously, probably not even 15. Chrome, Messenger. I wish Messenger never came about.
You have mentioned seven things that are all owned and started by Facebook so far.
Wow,
really? Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Zoom, FaceTime. Google Maps, Amazon Prime, which has destroyed local businesses all across the world, but I depend on them, and we probably get a delivery every day.
Yeah.
Airbnb.
Wow. Yeah.
Anybody use that? I always thought the Airbnb thing was a little different, but I know people use it quite a bit. And I've rented properties in other cities, but I've always used...
hotels?
No, what's some of the old... VRBO.
VRBO.
This
VRBO
is basically a more advanced version of that, isn't it?
Same general concept.
Uber, obviously, Snapchat, LinkedIn, that I've never used.
LinkedIn I think LinkedIn might be older than that.
This is the tech guy. I don't use LinkedIn. That's like for fancy people who have real jobs and they're trying to stay connected with people. My wife does that thing. Reddit, Robinhood, the GameStop deal, Skype, Spotify, and SpaceX. Now, that's just a short list. There's probably... a whole lot of other things, but
LinkedIn,
when you think
2002.
About
2002,
yeah.
Well, you challenged it, but he was right.
19.
The tech guy was right.
Mm-hmm.
All of those changes, but to your point, Carl, think about all those things that you know. Even just Facebook has
Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Messenger. All of those are Facebook.
And where do they take it from here?
I bet they're going to get split up.
Why?
Because. They are too big, and politicians do not like Mark Zuckerberg.
Josh Hawley and many people on Capitol Hill would like to see big tech have less influence, right?
I could see them splitting up either WhatsApp or Instagram from Facebook, just to say that they've done something.
Yeah, those would be the two obvious cases.
When we had Linda on the last hour from Italy, when I first started contacting her, the recommendation, there was somebody else that I knew that was a college student in Italy, the recommendation was the WhatsApp was an easy way to communicate. I'd never used it before that. I've never used it since. So I don't really have a good sense of how many people use that. Why do you use WhatsApp? Can I ask that?
It's a communications. It's like another It's another Twitter. Or it's like Messenger, but it's separate.
Exactly. But what makes that better than... Because I think it's very popular in Europe.
Yes.
That was my sense. But what makes it better than some of these other things? Do you know?
Well, it's free for one thing. And communicating over Wi-Fi means that you don't have to worry about... a lot of people don't have...
Cellular connections,
or unlimited text plans, things like that. And so that ability to... For a lot of people, it's synonymous with texting, and it's obsolete in that way. But for a lot of other people, that WhatsApp, if you don't have a cellular plan or you can't afford a cellular plan, something like that, the ability to just instant message over Wi-Fi is
well, the thing that I remember with that was when it was Greitens that got into trouble with WhatsApp, right? Because there was a story that said that the Greitens administration, when he was governor, was using WhatsApp, and that the messages...
Because they disappear.
Right. Anyway, there you go. There's a little tech segment for you. 522 St. Charles County Executive and where they are on COVID. Steve Ellman coming up next, 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, I'm digging the 59 sound, Gaslight Anthem. Huge Brian Fallon fan. I gave the team here, Andrew, a list of, I mean, there had to be 100 songs that I gave you today.
Oh, yeah.
I've been backing off on my bumpers just because we've been trying to get the show off the ground, and I do have a bunch of stuff that I'm going to get to you and I want to play. And a lot of it is, you know, I like the classic rock stuff because that's my roots, but I gave you pretty much all alternative, right?
Yeah.
I went newer
today to see how you'd feel about, see if you liked, you know, some of the stuff
that's
that I was
a good choice
in.
There.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Gaslight fan and a huge Brian Fallon. Brian Fallon, Gaslight hasn't made an album in a long time. He's made some solo records.
Well, have you heard The Horrible Crows, that one-off album that he did?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get into that, though.
There's a couple of good ones. There's three or four I really liked.
Kaylee McEnany is going to be on the show tomorrow. Also, coming up later this week, Dana Perino. So a couple of members of the Fox team over there. Still to come, I have a bunch of audio that I haven't gotten to, including Ron DeSantis and his response to the attack by 60 Minutes. So we have an audio cut of the day coming up. We'll kind of wind that in the next segment here on 97.1 FM Talk. We're joined by the St. Charles County Executive, Steve Ellman, this afternoon. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm settling into the FM digs. If you, I think you were one of my last guests on the old show, right?
Well, that's true. I've been listening to you on the way home every night the last week.
Well, I appreciate that. So how are things? You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you heard this, but I did have a conversation with a talk show host in Michigan. It's a little bit mysterious up there because they are just getting crushed with cases. Meantime, you go down to Texas and you look at Missouri. We're in great shape. I looked at the St. Louis Regional Pandemic Task Force numbers from yesterday, earlier today, and I've looked at some of your numbers in St. Charles. How are they holding right now?
Well, we had a pandemic task force Zoom meeting about an hour ago, and the region is up just a little bit. In St. Charles County, knock on wood, we are not, and we're continuing to decline, not as sharply as we were a month ago, but right now we're not seeing any increase in the number of cases, and that's obviously good news.
Yeah, and I talked to Dr. Garza last week. The sentiment then was everything was sort of holding flat to a certain extent, but you're saying now the cases are just up a little bit.
Up just a little bit, yes. Enough that, you know, people are going to be paying attention to that for the next week or two.
Right, because you don't want that to keep surging in the direction that it is. And some of these numbers, you know, if you look at them, they've been back and forth, which is why you look at the averages, right?
Exactly. And of course, you know, every jurisdiction's been a little bit differently. I mean, people basically receive reports on how the state is doing, or the nation, or the region. But you know, every county and every city is just a little bit different.
So one thing that we do know from Michigan, and seemingly even in these other states where the cases are up, it's younger people, which makes sense because they're not necessarily the vaccinated population. But in your county right now, I'm looking at numbers, the age group with the highest percentage of total cases, 20 through 29.
Yes, that's true. And that's been a true... That's been a trend over the last 6 months, really. Initially, it was strictly people 60 and older, and that's been changing. So,
what does that tell you, though, Steve? And you know, the other question about that is, okay, you have people that are testing positive in that age group, but are they ending in the hospital and on ventilators?
No, and that's what we've been emphasizing since the summer. And it's not the number of cases as much as it is the number of people being hospitalized and the number of deaths. And while our cases are just about the same as St. Louis County in terms of the number of cases per 100,000, our hospitalization rate is lower than St. Louis County. And our death rate is about half of St. Louis County. And I don't know if you noticed, but yesterday we were named the second healthiest county in the state. And I think the last 5 years we've been either number one or number two. And I think that's one of the reasons why we have not had some of the problems that some of the other jurisdictions in the state have had, and we've been very fortunate in keeping those death rates down, and I just hope we can continue to do that.
Is there somewhere where you attribute the increase in the younger people in the cases? Is it because they're going out to bars? Or, and let me bring it up from this perspective and play this, because Dr. Fauci, this thing in Michigan, they're blaming youth sports to a certain extent. And here's what he said on that.
Well, we're finding out that it's the team sports where kids are getting together, you know, obviously many without masks, that are driving it rather than in the classroom spread. When you go back and take a look and try and track where these clusters of cases are coming from in the school, it's just that.
All right. Well, I don't know that I necessarily believe him on that, based on our experience here with youth sports, where the data was not presented and they blame youth sports and it really wasn't that. And they at one point even admitted in St. Louis County that, you know, it's not really the kids, it's that the parents are getting together and that's what we're trying to prevent. So what would you say to that?
Well, the one of the two things I'm most proud of in St. Charles County is that since September, we've had 80% of our kids back in school. Okay. And we've, of course, gave parents the option. If they want to learn at home, they have that option. But most 80% of the parents and kids in St. Charles County chose to go to school. And that wasn't an easy choice. And we worked hard. Our health department did with the schools to make sure that those kids were safe. And that included sports. And again, it's been a struggle and it hasn't been easy. But I think when the kids in St. Charles County take the MAP test this spring, they're going to do a lot better than some of the kids elsewhere who have been forced to try to learn from home.
Yeah,
and I don't know exactly how they're going to test the kids who are at home, but I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think they're going to do as well as the kids who have been in school. And that's what we again found, that when the kids went back to school, they perhaps had more cases, but they didn't have the same negative consequences that older adults had, and I think that probably continues to be the case. I tell you, the heroes, there's heroes and there's non-heroes in this whole story. The heroes for me have been all the volunteers we've had in St. Charles County to help us get the vaccine into the arms of our people. I can't say enough about the people who volunteered their time. The biggest disappointment for me has been the younger people who, even when this was at its height in November, were going to bars or were not being careful about the sort of things that most adults were being careful about. And, I know we had some serious problems out here in St. Charles County because we were the only place where the bars were open.
Yeah.
We had to deal with that. Once the bars reopened everywhere else, we don't have the same level. But that was probably my biggest disappointment, to see how many young people just didn't seem to really care about the crisis that we had.
Hopefully this surge is not going to result in anything bigger. St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman, keep us posted, Steve. I appreciate you listening and coming on here this afternoon.
I will, Mark. Keep up the good work.
All right, take care. I want to play a couple of more cuts here from Dr. Fauci, because he weighed in on some of this stuff, including Texas. Okay, so you heard him say in Michigan it seems like it's youth sports. I'm going to challenge that, just because we know that wasn't the case here. Maybe it is the case in Michigan, but show me the data on Texas.
Yeah, it can be confusing, because you may see a lag and a delay, because often you have to wait a few weeks before you see the effect of what you're doing right now. There are a lot of things that go into that. I mean, when you say that they've had a lot of activity on the outside, like ball games, I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoors. It's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that.
So basically the question is, why is Texas doing okay? They got rid of the mask mandate. He's like, I don't really know exactly. I mean, he doesn't know. He's taking some shots here, but we don't know all the answers to this. So then I think what I heard in the messaging is, well, wait, just wait, because maybe it's 2 weeks after the restrictions. But if it's 3 weeks, things are going to get bad. Well, we know that the Rangers had a game with full capacity.
Well, the other wild card in this, Joe, is that even though everybody has COVID-19 fatigue and wants to get back to normality, you see the pictures of the Texas Rangers stadium essentially crowded. We don't want to declare victory prematurely, because we have a virus out there now, this variant that spreads really quite efficiently. And if you pull back on masking and avoiding congregate setting, you're really taking a pretty big risk. If we can just hang in there a bit longer, because every day that we hang in there and not just give in to getting away from all restrictions, every day we do better and better, because 3 to 4 million people get vaccinated.
Well, I think he's right about that, but we'll see what happens in Texas, because I think right now it's looking pretty good. Let me play one more here, because he addressed the issue, and I think we heard from Jen Psaki today in the White House briefing room that the Biden administration is not talking about vaccine passports.
That the federal government will be the main mover of a vaccine passport concept. They may be involved in making sure things are done fairly and equitably, but I doubt if the federal government is going to be the leading element of that. I do believe that there will be individual entities that will do that. There may be theaters that say you don't get in unless you have proof of vaccination. There may be colleges or other educational institutions that do that. I'm not saying they should or that they would, but I'm saying you could foresee how an independent entity might say, well, we can't be dealing with you unless we know you're vaccinated. But it's not going to be mandated from the federal government.
And I think that is important. I have some audio from Ron DeSantis down in Florida, still fighting back on the 60 Minutes situation. That will be our audio cut of the day coming up next, 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Over the course of my radio career, it seems like, and I think you guys might be able to react to this, there's a story like this every few years, and I'm going to relate one from Massachusetts. Sue, you might have a particular comment about this because you are a woman. Melissa Surgkoff and her fiancé, Donnie Campbell, March 8th. This is when this was all starting. And it started out, they say, just like any other day. Donnie says, I called 911 because I thought that she was passing a kidney stone and she was in a lot of pain. They're from Peabody, Massachusetts. They've been together for 7 years. The health issues followed a brain injury, though, that he had, and she had MS, so they've had a lot of challenges. They were supposed to get married last year. It was delayed. They put off starting a family, or so they thought.
Oh, no.
She said, yeah, listen to this. She says, we always wanted our ducks in a row. We wanted to get married. We wanted to move out. We wanted to have the right jobs. But what happened on that day when they thought she was passing a kidney stone, the EMTs come in. They were looking for a kidney stone. It was a baby.
I never understand these stories.
Yeah.
She was pregnant and didn't know. I'd never understand them either, which is why I was tossing it out there. But this is not the first type of story like this.
Nope. No, that's what I mean. I never understand these stories. Now,
you're
I will
right.
say.
Every couple of years, there's one.
There is one. And they say, oops. Story. But now, having not been pregnant myself, I still find it incredible that you can't feel a little something going on or notice you're getting bigger. But they all say, oh, I thought I was eating too much.
Was there a reality show that was I didn't know
Andrew,
I was pregnant?
Yeah, there was. That's
like
right.
Like a TLC show that ran for a couple of years until I guess they ran out of people that didn't know they were pregnant.
It's not a huge group.
Yeah, there can't be that big a pool to pull from.
So this is the quote from Mr. Campbell. We were just kind of in shock and not expecting it, and all of a sudden there's a baby in the toilet.
Oh, well, okay, that took a turn there.
That is strange.
Let he who has not cast the first stone, I suppose.
The baby's okay, right? I mean, that story in the toilet and that kind of disturbed me. Okay.
All right, let's do this here.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
So I've saved a bit of a trifecta here with Ron DeSantis with Tucker Carlson because this is good audio and I wanted to make sure that we squeezed it in here. So hopefully I've given myself enough time and I can locate the audio. Oh, I got to play. We'll do a couple things here because I want to play the Aaron Rodgers stuff as well. So on this particular issue, let me see if I can find it. My brain is not going to where I need to go, Andrew, and I don't know why.
You're looking for
there's DeSantis. Okay,
yeah,
I got
five.
It, right after Fauci. They number them for me now, and I'm not smart enough to count to five. So, look, this piece that 60 Minutes did, we talked about it yesterday. It was, I don't know if I want to call it a hit piece, but Sharon Alfonsi left some things out that were pretty relevant.
We were the first state to say we're doing seniors first. We're not going to follow the CDC's recommendation. And what we have done has worked. And they didn't want to discuss that. And obviously, they selectively edited the background. They tried to act like there was a conspiracy with Publix, ignoring the fact that other pharmacies were involved before Publix doing all our long-term care facilities, and ignoring the fact that I met with the county mayor, who's now is a Democrat, who said what 60 Minutes has done is bunk. But Palm Beach calculated 90% of their seniors live within a mile and a half of a Publix. So when we put it in there, their numbers started going through the roof. So it succeeded there. But what they didn't tell you also, Tucker, is when there was a need in a more rural part of the county, like near Lake Okeechobee, we set up a separate site in a small town called Pahokee. They didn't tell you that.
Yeah, well, they left a lot out, and even Democrats have supported or come back and, you know, criticize 60 Minutes, saying that DeSantis has been doing a good job on some of these fronts.
They didn't tell you that we were doing African-American church vaccination drives before Publix ever gave a single shot. They didn't tell you that. They didn't tell you that hospitals were doing shots starting in the third week of December because it didn't fit the narrative. They don't believe in facts. It was a political narrative. It was done with malicious intent and a reckless disregard for the truth. They would not talk to the people who were most relevant to this because they know those key Democrats, Jared Moskowitz, Mayor Dave Kerner, would blow up their narrative. So they just put their head in the sand and pretended like those facts didn't exist.
I wish I could disagree with Ron DeSantis on how the media and how 60 Minutes in particular handled this story. But this is what's happening with journalism overall. It certainly happens at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. There is a decision. I think we heard Lester Holt talk about this last week. There is a decision that's made amongst the editors, the folks that are really making the calls, and in many cases the reporters too, that this is what the story is going to be. They're not trying to find out what the story is. They're deciding, this is my narrative. We have to find things to back that up. Now, I can do that as a talk show host because I'm an opinion guy. I don't think that news people should be playing the game that way. One more thing from DeSantis.
There's 26 states that are higher than Florida per capita mortality, and there's 40 states that are higher than us for 65 and up mortality, which is that was our focus. And now since we vaccinated so many seniors, we are seeing the hospitalizations among seniors plummet. So what we did has worked. And obviously, they were in Florida for 3 months, 60 Minutes, trying to drudge up any dirt that they could use to smear me. And the best they could come up with is a baseless conspiracy theory that was easily debunked, not just by me, which they had to edit out, but by two very prominent Democrats in the state of Florida.
All right, so what's happening to Ron DeSantis right now is the best thing that could ever happen to Ron DeSantis when it comes to a national profile, because he's going to be a guy that's going to be on the radar for, you know, the next presidential race. And I think he's doing a pretty good job at responding to the 60 Minutes situation right now. I also have to get this in here because I've always been on the radio when Jeopardy is on. But I remember talking about this. I'm a big Packers guy. I spent 10 years at the Packers flagship station in Milwaukee. So while I'm a Chiefs fan, I do love Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. And he loves Jeopardy. He's just absolutely fascinated with it. He's been addicted for many years, and he was very, very down when Alec Trebek passed away. So he is now hosting, I think it's, do you know, Andrew, is it a week-long stretch that he's doing?
Usually they're a week-long. I don't actually know for sure, but the typical guest stint, I feel like, is
so
there.
Here's Aaron Rodgers hosting Jeopardy.
And now, here is the guest host of Jeopardy, Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert.
Wow.
Welcome to Jeopardy.
Yeah, listen.
As a lifelong fan of Jeopardy, it is an incredible honor to guest host. Now, I've had the opportunity to do a lot of amazing things, but winning Celebrity Jeopardy and getting to share the stage with the legend Alex Trebek is something I will never forget. Alex was such a gentleman, so smart, so precise. I was in awe, and I will work hard to honor his legacy.
I mean, he is geeked up about this, and he's actually going out there, and this is not jokey-jokey. Rodgers thinks that he'd like to be the host, and he says he can do it without giving up football. He said they film 46 days a year. I worked 187 this year in Green Bay. That gives me 178 days to do Jeopardy. So I feel like I could fit 46 into that 178 and make it work. It would be a dream job for sure, and I'm not shy at all about saying I want the job. That's how I went into it. I want the opportunity to be in the mix. And then on Final Jeopardy, this is pretty funny too. I got to squeeze this in here. He kind of got trolled by one of the contestants.
Over to our two-day champion on the end, Scott. Did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this game today, that's incorrect, and you're going to lose 0. Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, you'd kind of have to know a little bit about how the Packers season ended. The field goal that Matt LaFleur, the Packers coach, decided to kick with 2:05 left in the championship game while the Packers were down by 8. Didn't seem like a wise decision at the time. Back tomorrow at 3 o'clock, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.